Normally, foreign bills will be drawn in sets of two or three. When you're dealing with a foreign country, a buyer or a seller in a foreign country, we have to necessarily draw the bills in sets. Why? Because it helps us to have some protection when it is drawn in set and each part is numbered 1, 2, 3, the first of exchange, the second of exchange and the third of exchange. What we do is, we will send these sets separately to the beneficiary, the payee, by different post. Sab ek saath usko nahi bhejenge. Because you know, in the foreign country, the person who is selling to us will be one person, but he will be selling through a broker or through an agent. So that agent has to know that this man is going to supply. He also, that agent also needs one set of documents for him, his reference. So we will be sending one set to the agent, one set to the supplier, the seller of the goods, and one set we keep with us. One set we will be giving to the bank because the documents will go through the bank. So itne sare sets banayenge aur each set will have different parts. That is, as I said, the bill, the railway receipt, or if it is going by ship, the shipping document or the insurance document, invoice, all these things will be there. So ek set bank mein rahega, ek set wahan ke agent ke paas rahega, and the third set will be with the payee. So each part will be numbered and it contains a reference to other parts. In the first bill, we will be mentioning that there is a second and third set also. In the second set, we will be saying that there is a first and third set also available. And in the third set, we will say that there is first and second also available. So when numbers are given, it becomes very clear as to how many sets are there totally. And when you put the numbers and you mention, give reference to of each in each other case, there will be no ambiguity and there will be no question of duplicate payment or double payment. So you have drawn a bill in set and all the parts form only one set. Each part is numbered and contains a reference to other parts. And as I said, each part will be sent by separate post. You will not send it in one single post. A person who negotiates a bill drawn in set is bound to deliver up all the parts in his possession. If I am negotiating a bill, I am endorsing it in favor of somebody else, I am transferring it to someone, I have to hand over the entire set to him. If I have got one part with me, I must hand over the other part also if I have it with me. So when I am negotiating, when I am transferring the instrument to somebody, I must hand over the entire set to him in all the parts. Jo bhi mere paas hai, wo pura usko dena chahiye. All parts of the bill, as I said, are sent to the destination through different modes, different postal arrangements. Ek hi cover mein, ek hi envelope mein, ek saath nahi bhejenge. They will be sent in different envelopes on different dates. Aaj kuch bheja, to kal, parso ya next week, I'll send another set of documents. This is to avoid loss in transit. I need not worry about one set of document getting misplaced. Ek set misplaced hua, gumbi hua, to bhi another set is available for recourse. So this is a very good advantage as far as bill of exchange is concerned. Promissory note mein alag alag sets nahi hote hain. It is only in one single copy, only one single set. In the case of bill of exchange, there are three or four sets available for different parties and for recourse. If suppose one set is lost, the other set is available for making the payment. Payment is to be done only against one set of document, not for the entire set. If there are four sets, it doesn't mean that four payments should be done. All sets together is one single document. So there is no need to make separate payments. There is no need for duplication or triplication of the payments. Only one payment will be done, either it is against the first of exchange or the second or the third of exchange. not so many say. So far we have been seeing what is a bill of exchange, how it helps the trading community, and how it can be made a refined document to help smooth payments. Now, in India, business community has been flourishing over a period of last 400-500 years. Even during the Mughal Empire or during the Shivaji Maharaj kingdom, everywhere, you know, in the south, in the north, everywhere, business was being done. People from China used to travel to India, people from Sri Lanka used to come to India, people from the far west have come to India and done business, and people from India have gone abroad and done business, and they have been doing the business in a very, very smooth manner. And those days we had only Indian language to fall back upon. Nobody had documents written in English in those days. We had our own system of preparing the documents for payment. Now, these documents were known as hundis in India during those days, and that system of preparing the hundis continued over a period of time, and even today it is prevalent among the business community in India. So, what are hundis basically? Hundi is a bill of exchange drawn in India in Indian language, any Indian language. So, a hundi is a bill of exchange. But the peculiar aspect is that a hundi is never mentioned in the Negotiable Instrument Act. In the Negotiable Instrument Act, they have used the word promissory note, bill of exchange, or check. Although the act is enacted for India, they have not used the Indian terminology in the act. So, let us look at hundi in a slightly different manner, keeping aside the Negotiable Instrument Act. So, a hundi is a bill of exchange drawn in India in an Indian language. A hundi is a valid bill of exchange, even though it is drawn in some Indian language. It is not recognized by the Negotiable Instrument Act, but it is a valid document. It is a valid document and it has relevance even today. Many of the provisions in the Negotiable Instrument Act have been taken care of in a hundi. So, a hundi is a bill drawn by one party on another, asking him to pay to a third person. So, it is a bill of exchange. The definition of a bill of exchange is fulfilled in the hundi. If the payment is duly made, that hundi is known as a khoka. It's, you know, kept aside, filed away. So, it is a khoka. It is a hundi, a bill of exchange which is already paid. So, now it has no more relevance. A hundi, as I said, is very much a bill of exchange. If a bill of exchange can be endorsed, the hundi also can be endorsed. The endorsee can further endorse it or transfer to some other party, just like a bill of exchange. We are studying hundi separately from a bill of exchange only because the hundi is not mentioned in the Negotiable Instrument Act. So, like a bill of exchange, a hundi can be transferred or negotiated or endorsed further to another party, and that party can still further endorse it in favor of some parties. If a hundi is endorsed merely for collection, the endorsee cannot transfer it. See, in those days when people were doing trade, hundis were drawn, bills were drawn for payment purposes. Now, the person who has to receive the money could not himself go and collect the money. So, he is to send his agent, ki bhaiya tum jao aur paise leke aao. So, what he will do? He will endorse that bill in favor of the collecting agent. Paise vasool karne ke liye us zamane mein pathan log the. Wo pathan jayega aur paise vasool karke layega. Now, this person will endorse the bill in favor of that pathan, that collector. He is a bill collector. He will go and collect the money and give it to the payee. So the bill has to be in his name. If suppose he just takes the bill and goes and says, "Iska paisa do," that fellow will say, "Tumhare naam pe nahi hai. Ye to uska hai. Usko khud bhejo." So that is why the payee will endorse the bill in favor of the collector, the bill collector, and say that this endorsement is only for the purpose of collection. So the person who is going to collect the money has not done any trade. He has not sold or bought any goods. He is only a collecting agent for the payee. So he is going to get the money on behalf of the payee. So the endorsement by the payee in favor of the collecting agent is merely for collection. And so it is restrictive. This fellow cannot further endorse it in favor of somebody else. So he is getting the endorsement in his name only for purpose of getting the money. He cannot further endorse it to anyone else. So it is restrictive. It gives the endorsee only the right for payment. Uska kaam hai jaakar paise vasool karke lana. So he will get that right ki main jaake paise vasool karunga. And if that other person doesn't pay, he can even file a suit against that payment because the hundi is in his favor. It is endorsed to him for getting the money. So he has to get the money by hook or crook. So he will go and get the money. Yadi nahi dega to dekho main court mein khinchunga. So he can file a suit. So a hundi is endorsed merely for collection. The endorsee cannot transfer it. The endorsement of collection is restrictive. It gives the endorsee only the right for payment. In case payment is not received, such an endorsee can sue for payment. He does not have any other rights or benefits, only the right to collect the payment. Now, you know, there were those days itself, business activity was very, very refined. And when they started preparing hundis, they were so perfect in their dealings that they had different types of hundis for different people, for different transactions, for different activities. So there were so many types of hundis during those days. Now the most common types of hundis, the first one is the Shahjog Hundi. Now these names may be, today when you are reading these names, you will find that they are all very peculiar. Actually if you go deep into it, you will find that they are not really peculiar. They have relevance and the name itself conveys the meaning of that hundi. Now in a Shahjog Hundi, it is not a hundi which is payable to a bearer. It's not a bearer document. It is not a bearer instrument. But it is payable to a respectable person. You know that word Shah, Shuru mein jo hai, Shahjog Hundi. Shah means somebody who is a supreme person, somebody who is a king. Shah, emperor. So this hundi is payable to a respectable person. Jab bahut hi bade level ke businessman hai, usko yadi payment karna hai, to you have to make the hundi accordingly, according to the status of that person. If I am selling something to a king, I cannot prepare a hundi like the one that I have made to anybody else on the street. So I have to prepare a special hundi for the king. So that is why it is a Shahjog Hundi, where it is payable to a respectable holder, anybody equivalent to a king, not a king himself, but equivalent to a king, bade status ke vyakti hai. So the holder or the last endorsee is somebody who is the of the top order, of a high status. So it is not a hundi payable to the bearer, but one which is payable to a respectable holder when it is endorsed by the last endorsee. The last endorsee will be the person of a high status. He is a person who is a man of substance and who is known in the marketplace. He is known to many people because he is of a high status, like a king. He is known to all the people in the business community. He may not be knowing all those other people, but he is known to all the other people. So the respectable person is the Shah, the emperor, who is a man of substance and who is known in the marketplace. The hundi can go from hand to hand. I prepare the Shahjog Hundi, I give it to the payee. The payee need not be the Shah himself or the high status person. I prepare it to him. he endorses it to somebody else, that person endorses it in favor of a third person, fourth person, but the last person who is going to get the payment will be a man of substance, who is like a king, who is like an emperor. And once it goes into his hands, there will be no further endorsements. He will be the ultimate payee, and then the negotiability ends. He will get the payment finally. So this is a Shahjog Hundi, which is in favor of a very highly respectable person. As compared to Shahjog Hundi, you have a Namjog Hundi. Nam, Amnam, any common man, any businessman. This Hundi is payable to the person named in the bill. Uska naam hoga usme. So the person to whom the payment is to be made, his name appears on it. That means it is a kind of restrictive bill. Since it is payable to that person, he is not supposed to endorse it to somebody else. His name appears on it. That means he is the beneficiary, the payee. This Hundi is payable to the person named in the bill or to his order. He can endorse it. But then in the bill, if I say, please pay to Mr. C only, and Mr. C ke liye I put description, he is so and so, doing so and so business, son of so and so, then that means this becomes indirectly a restrictive bill and it cannot be further endorsed. Uska naam aa gaya hai, uska details aa gaya hai us bill ke andar. So if the description is made to whom the payment is to be made, then he cannot further endorse it. If there is no such description, I only say pay to B, then he can further endorse it. So a Namjog Hundi can be a restrictive bill or it can be endorsed depending on the wordings in the Hundi. In this Hundi, the drawer guarantees that the drawee will pay to the him, and if he defaults, the drawer will pay, provided that the Hundi is returned in undischarged date. So in the Namjog Hundi, we are saying that payment is to be made to Mr. C. Mr. C will get the payment. In this Hundi, we are also indirectly agreeing that if Mr. B is not paying to C, I will pay. Hum aapko paise denge. Yadi Mr. So and so ne aapko paisa nahi diya to. So in the Namjog Hundi, there are 2-3 clauses included. First thing, his name will appear, certain person, so he is the payee, and that payee I can even write the description so that I don't want him to give it to anybody else. Kisi aur ko wo endorse nahi karega. So I can mention while drawing this Hundi ki ye paisa isi vyakti ko milna chahiye. So I will put all the description about him. So he cannot endorse it in further. But if I don't want it, okay, I'm just preparing a normal Hundi, I mention his name, and I also say pay to him or his order, then he can endorse it further. But in this Namjog Hundi, there is one more speciality ki main usko assurance de rahi hun ki yadi B, the drawee, ne aapko paisa nahi diya to aap mere se le sakte hain. You can fall back on me and get the payment. So there is an assurance from the drawer. In this Hundi, the drawee guarantees, gives assurance that if the drawee doesn't pay, if he defaults, the drawer will pay. But the only condition is, wo Hundi wapas mujhe de do, usi state mein, jaake us pe thappa mat marna, ki not paid, cancelled. So there should be no identification of any discharge on it. Normally, if a check is not paid, hum uske upar line mar dete hain, not paid. Vaisa nahi karna chahiye, give the Hundi back in its normal state to me, in the undischarged state. In that case, this Namjog Hundi will be a valid document. A Namjog Hundi cannot be converted into Shahjog Hundi, because in the Namjog Hundi, I am writing the name of a particular person who has to receive the payment. In the Shahjog Hundi, the Shah, the main business tycoon, jisko paisa milna chahiye, the respectable person will get the payment. But in the Namjog Hundi, I am writing the name of somebody, he may or may not be a business tycoon, he may or may not be a Shah. So Namjog Hundi is for ordinary people, Shahjog Hundi is for high level, high status people. So Namjog Hundi ko Shahjog Hundi mein convert nahi kar sakte hain. If at all you try to do it, it will become a material alteration एंड इट विल मेक द डॉक्यूमेंट इनवैलिड. इसीलिए ये अलाउड नहीं है. देन वी हैव अनदर हुंडी, धन जोग हुंडी. धन धन यू नो इट इज द वेल्थ. सो एनी हुंडी रिप्रेजेंट्स पेमेंट. पेमेंट मीन्स वेल्थ. तो दिस इज अ हुंडी पेएबल टू द धनी. धनी जिसको पैसा मिलना चाहिए या जिसके हाथ में हुंडी है, दैट इज द होल्डर. सो इट इज पेएबल टू द ओनर, द होल्डर और द बेरर. सो इट इज अ नेगोशियबल इंस्ट्रूमेंट पेएबल टू बेरर. अल्टीमेटली जिसके भी हाथ में ये हुंडी जाएगा उसको पैसा मिलेगा. सो इट इज दैट मीन्स इट इज अ बेरर इंस्ट्रूमेंट. एनीबडी हु होल्ड्स द डॉक्यूमेंट, द होल्डर, द पर्सन हु हैज द डॉक्यूमेंट इन हिज हैंड, ही बिकम्स द धनी. दैट मीन्स ही इज गोइंग टू गेट द पेमेंट. एंड दिस टाइप ऑफ हुंडी इज नोन एज धन जोग हुंडी. धन उसको मिलेगा जिसके हाथ में ये हुंडी है. जिसके हाथ में हुंडी है वो धनी और वो पेमेंट ले सकता है. ही कैन एंडोर्स इट, ही कैन गिव इट टू समबडी एल्स एंड देन ही कैन ट्रांसफर इट. सो ही इज द होल्डर, ही एंडोर्सेस इट, समबडी एल्स बिकम्स द होल्डर एंड ही कैन फर्दर एंडोर्स इट. अल्टीमेटली जिसके भी हाथ में ये आएगा दैट पर्सन बिकम्स द होल्डर और द पेई. दैट पर्सन्स नेम मे और मे नॉट अपियर, ही मे बी अ बेरर बट ही विल गेट द पेमेंट अंडर दिस. सो इट इज अ बेरर इंस्ट्रूमेंट. देन देर इज वन मोर टाइप ऑफ हुंडी, दैट इज जोखमी हुंडी. जोखम, जोखम मीन्स वॉट? रिस्क. यू आर टेकिंग अ रिस्क ऑफ द पेमेंट. यू आर टेकिंग अ रिस्क इन डूइंग द बिजनेस. सो वेन अ हुंडी इज ड्रॉन अगेंस्ट अ रिस्क, अगेंस्ट गुड्स, इट इज अ जोखमी हुंडी. अगेंस्ट रिस्क या अगेंस्ट गुड्स वॉट हैपन? दिस इज वेर एक्चुअली मर्केंटाइल ट्रांजेक्शन टेक्स प्लेस. इट इज नॉट फॉर नॉर्मल लोन ट्रांजेक्शंस. आई बोरो मनी एंड सो आई गिव अ हुंडी. दिस इज अ जोखमी हुंडी वेर देर आर गुड्स इन्वॉल्व एंड बिकॉज गुड्स आर इन्वॉल्व आई हैव अ रिस्क. आई मे और मे नॉट रिसीव द गुड्स दैट आई हैव आस्क्ड फॉर. आई मे और मे नॉट रिसीव द गुड्स इन द शेप दैट आई वॉन्ट. आई मे और मे नॉट रिसीव द गुड्स अकॉर्डिंग टू द प्राइस आई मेंशनड, आई डिसाइडेड अपॉन. सो देर इज अ रिस्क. पेमेंट विल बी सब्जेक्ट टू रिसीविंग द गुड्स एज पर माई डिस्क्रिप्शन. सो सिंस द रिस्क इज इन्वॉल्व एंड अ हुंडी इज ड्रॉन अगेंस्ट दीज गुड्स, द डिस्क्रिप्शन विल अपियर ऑन द बिल, द अमाउंट, क्वांटम, एवरीथिंग विल अपियर ऑन द बिल. एंड आई मेंशन वेरी क्लियरली दैट इफ यू सप्लाई गुड्स टू मी ऑन और बिफोर द 10th ऑफ दिस मंथ आई विल पे टू यू, प्रोवाइडेड यू सेंड द गुड्स 5 किलोस और 5 टन्स विथ सो एंड सो डिस्क्रिप्शन. तो यहां पे इट इज अ डॉक्यूमेंट्री बिल. इट इज ड्रॉन ऑन अगेंस्ट द गुड्स विच आर शिप्ड. तो ये बिल में देर विल बी रेफरेंस टू द शिपिंग डॉक्यूमेंट, द बिल ऑफ लेडिंग. यदि शिप से आ रहा है या इफ इट इज कमिंग बाय सम लॉरी इट विल हैव द नेम ऑफ द ट्रांसपोर्टर. It will have the reference number of the lorry receipt. If it is coming by railway goods wagon, it will have the reference of the railway receipt number. So this is a documentary bill drawn against the goods which are shipped on the vessel or vehicle mentioned in the hundi. So ye bill banate samay, ye hundi banate samay, ye sab reference usi mein aa jayega. So there will be additional inputs in the bill of exchange over and above the normal contents, that Mr. B please pay to Mr. C for value of goods which are shipped by so and so ship or which are shipped by so and so lorry against lorry receipt number so and so. So, jab maal aa jayega aur hum consignment uthayenge tab ye bill ka payment hoga. So, this is a documentary bill, a jokhmi bill. This is the most common hundi in any business transaction where sale of goods takes place. Goods will go, they will arrive and you take charge of the goods, you take the goods into your custody and then you make the payment. The price for the hundi depends on the rate of exchange, the vessel in which the goods are shipped, the season and the nature of the goods. तो यहाँ पे बिल ऑफ एक्सचेंज का जो अमाउंट है, ये हुंडी में जो अमाउंट भरा जाएगा, इट विल बी बेस्ड ऑन द अमाउंट ऑफ गुड्स दैट आर सप्लाइड. और कौन से शिप से आ रहा है, या कौन से लॉरी से आ रहा है, या फिर कौन से सीजन में आ रहा है. यदि हम आम खरीदते हैं, आई एम गोइंग टू परचेस 500 टन्स ऑफ कैरी क्योंकि मेरा अचार का फैक्ट्री है, तो ये समर सीजन में आ रहा है या रेनी सीजन में या विंटर सीजन में. द अमाउंट विल वेरी फ्रॉम सीजन टू सीजन बिकॉज इट्स अ सीजनल गुड. इट विल डिपेंड ऑन द नेचर ऑफ द गुड्स. इफ दे आर पेरिशेबल गुड्स द कॉस्ट विल बी डिफरेंट, वेन दे आर फ्रेश द कॉस्ट विल बी डिफरेंट, वेन द एज ऑफ द गुड्स रिड्यूसेस और गोज अप, यू नो लाइक दिस, द अमाउंट ऑन द बिल ऑफ एक्सचेंज विल वेरी. फॉर द सेम ट्रेडर इट विल बी डिफरेंट फॉर डिफरेंट कंसाइनमेंट्स. सो द प्राइस फॉर द हुंडी डिपेंड्स ऑन द रेट ऑफ एक्सचेंज, द वेसल इन विच द गुड्स आर शिप्ड, द सीजन एंड द नेचर ऑफ द गुड्स. सो डिपेंडिंग ऑन ऑल दीज फैक्टर्स, यू नो देर इज अ रिस्क इन्वॉल्व इन ऑल दीज एरियाज. कौन से ट्रक से माल आ रहा है, सो देर इज अ रिस्क इन्वॉल्व, क्योंकि ये ट्रक वाले जो है ये अच्छे नहीं है या अच्छे हैं. बहुत अच्छे हैं, बहुत अच्छा रेपुटेशन है, तो कॉस्ट ज्यादा होगा उनका फॉर ट्रांसपोर्टेशन. इफ इट इज एन ऑर्डनरी ट्रक विच इज ऑलवेज ब्रेकिंग डाउन, विच मीट्स विथ एक्सीडेंट्स एंड माई कंसाइनमेंट इज स्पॉइल्ड, वहां पे कॉस्ट इज डिफरेंट. इफ इट इज कमिंग इन द बिजी सीजन द कॉस्ट इज डिफरेंट, इफ इट इज कमिंग इन द ऑफ सीजन द कॉस्ट इज डिफरेंट. ऑल दीज एरियाज आर टेकन इन टू केयर एंड दैट इज वाई द बिल इज प्रिपेयर अकॉर्डिंगली. सो अ जोखमी हुंडी विल बी अ डॉक्यूमेंट्री बिल having reference to the amount based on various other factors. The drawer is not liable if the goods against which the hundi is drawn is lost. Jokhmi hundi mein hum payment dene wale hain provided the goods arrive. So if the goods don't come, I don't have to make payment. If the goods don't come according to my specifications, I will not pay. So, ये सब रिस्क इन्वॉल्व है. द पेई इज गोइंग टू गेट द पेमेंट प्रोवाइडेड ही शिप्स द कंसाइनमेंट बिफोर सो एंड सो डेट. द पेई विल गेट द पेमेंट प्रोवाइडेड ही सेंड्स दैट मच क्वांटम ऑफ गुड्स विच ही हैज आस्क्ड फॉर एंड व्हाट इज मेंशन्ड इन द बिल ऑफ एक्सचेंज. बिल ऑफ एक्सचेंज में लिखा है 500 टन माल बेचो तो इतना पैसा हम देंगे, और हमने यदि 500 टन नहीं बेचा, सिर्फ 300 टन बेचा, तो वो पैसा नहीं देगा. सो द पेई इज रनिंग द रिस्क ऑफ नॉट गेटिंग द पेमेंट if he does not fulfill certain requirements. तो ये सब जोखिम उसमें add हुआ है. All these are mentioned in the bill. So the drawer of the bill is not liable if the goods against which the hundi is drawn is lost. माल नहीं मिला, माल गुम हुआ, तो drawer is not going to pay, he is not liable. From the angle of the drawer, it is a very safe bill. क्योंकि ही इज प्रोटेक्टेड, ही विल गेट द गुड्स एज पर हिज स्पेसिफिकेशन. फ्रॉम द एंगल ऑफ द पेई इट्स नॉट अ वेरी बेनिफिशियल हुंडी, क्योंकि उसके खिलाफ बहुत सारे रिस्क इन्वॉल्व हैं. फॉर द ड्रॉअर इट इज अ वेरी वेरी सेफ डॉक्यूमेंट. ही इज वेरी हैप्पी इफ ही इज एबल टू ड्रॉ अ जोखमी हुंडी, और वो जब भी हो सके जोखमी हुंडी ड्रॉ करेगा बिकॉज ही इज प्रोटेक्टेड, हिज इंटरेस्ट इज टेकन केयर ऑफ. For the payee, it may or may not be beneficial. But in the trade transaction, the payee means he is the seller. उसको तो माल बेचना है, तो जब माल बेचना है तो खरीदने वाला बोलेगा, I'll purchase from you provided you accept this hundi. So इसीलिए in order to sell, because competition is so severe, उसको तो माल बेचना ही है, he will accept such a hundi. Now this is another type of hundi. It is known as jikri hundi. इसका जिक्र किया हुआ है. किसका जिक्र किया है? देयर इज सम इंसिडेंट व्हिच हैज हैपेंड, जिसका जिक्र हुआ है उस हुंडी में. अ हुंडी कैन बी एक्सेप्टेड फॉर ऑनर विदाउट बीइंग नोटेड और प्रोटेस्टेड बाय अ लेटर ऑफ प्रोटेक्शन नोन एज जिक्री चिट. सी, इन द बिल ऑफ एक्सचेंज एज पर नेगोशिएबल इंस्ट्रूमेंट एक्ट, इफ द बिल इज डिसऑनर्ड, इट इज नॉट पेड, इट हैज टू बी नोटेड बाय द नोटरी. And then he will give a certificate which is known as the protest. So noting and protest are compulsory as far as a bill of exchange dishonor is concerned. In the case of jikri chit, it is not required. वो bill of exchange यानी हुंडी के अंदर ही लिखा हुआ है कि यदि पेमेंट नहीं हुआ तो हम उसका ख्याल रखेंगे. तो the hundi is given to the holder by a prior party after the hundi is refused acceptance or it is likely to be refused. यहाँ पे क्या हो रहा है? A hundi can be accepted for honor without being noted or protested by a letter of protection known as jikri chit. A hundi is drawn, maybe a zokhmi hundi or any other type of hundi. That hundi is not paid or it is not accepted. So somebody else will come into the picture there, into the shoes of the drawee, and he says, okay, I accept to pay. ये इसने payment नहीं दिया, मैं दे दूंगा payment. And he will give a letter saying, because so and so has not paid, I am making the payment. Or because so and so is not accepted, I am accepting. I am the acceptor for honor. So he gives a letter of protection known as jikri chit. It is given to the holder by a prior party after the hundi is refused acceptance. A hundi is prepared, it is accepted by the drawee, he gives it to the payee has endorsed it in favor of somebody else. That somebody else has endorsed it in favor of someone else, but somebody has refused payment. So, ye prior parties jo hai, last endorsee ke haath mein hai, some prior party will say, okay, I accept to pay. Isne nahi diya na, theek hai, I have endorsed it in your favor, to ab main payment deta hoon. So, he gives a letter in favor of the last endorsee saying, I accept to pay. And he is referring to the original hundi. That because so and so did not pay, I am paying it. So this is a jikri chit. He is giving a letter of protection to the last endorsee that I am ready to pay. So isme payment is assured to the last endorsee because the jikri chit that says I am protecting your interest, I will make the payment. So this jikri chit, this letter is given by a prior party to the last holder, the last endorsee. After the hundi is refused acceptance or it is likely to be refused. Even when you have a doubt ki haan iska payment nahi hoga or this fellow is not going to accept the liability, that time itself you can get the jikri chit and get the assurance. It is addressed to a person in the town where the hundi is payable. Jahan pe payment hona chahiye, suppose the hundi is prepared in Mumbai, payment has to be done in Delhi. तो दिल्ली में ये जिक्री चिट बनाया जाएगा एंड इट विल बी गिवन टू द पर्सन इन दिल्ली हु हैज टू रिसीव द पेमेंट. सो इट इज एड्रेस टू द पर्सन इन द टाउन वेयर द हुंडी इज पेएबल. हुंडी इज पेएबल इन दिल्ली, सो इट विल बी एड्रेस टू द पर्सन इन दिल्ली, द पर्सन हु हैज टू रिसीव द पेमेंट. दिस पर्सन विल एक्सेप्ट द हुंडी एंड पे ऑन द मैच्योरिटी. द पर्सन हु हैज प्रिपेयर द जिक्री चिट, ही एक्सेप्ट द लाइबिलिटी. ही सेज ओके, इसने नहीं पे किया, मैं पे करूंगा और वो पे करेगा ऑन द डेट ऑफ मैच्योरिटी. द लेटर विल गो टू द पेई, द अल्टीमेट पर्सन हु हैज टू रिसीव द पेमेंट, बट इट इज प्रिपेयर्ड बाय समबडी एल्स, ही मे बी इन सम अदर सिटी, बट ही एक्सेप्ट्स द रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी एंड ही गिव्स द लेटर दैट आई एम रेडी टू पे. देन देयर इज अनदर हुंडी, दैट इज द दर्शनी हुंडी. दर्शन मीन्स टू लुक, यू आर लुकिंग एट इट, यू आर हैविंग अ दर्शन ऑफ द हुंडी. So this is a hundi which is payable at sight. Darshan kya hai? Sight. So it is a hundi which is payable at sight and is negotiable. The amount payable would depend on the market price prevalent at the time of payment. Darshani hundi is a sight bill of exchange. It is payable after 3 months, after 2 months or 1 month or maybe 6 months. 2 mahine ke baad, 4 mahine ke baad or 3 mahine ke baad, 6 mahine ke baad, you will get the payment. So it is a sight bill which is payable at the end of the period mentioned in the hundi. The payment, how much amount to be paid, will depend on the market price prevailing on the due date. सो बिल ऑफ एक्सचेंज विल राइट द प्राइस बट इट विल ऑल्सो मैंशन कि उस दिन जो भाव होगा उस भाव के हिसाब से आपको पेमेंट होगा. सो अ दर्शनी हुंडी टेक्स केयर ऑफ प्राइस फ्लक्चुएशंस. इफ द प्राइस गोस अप द पेई विल गेट द पेमेंट ऑफ द इन्फ्लेटेड प्राइस. द प्राइस विच हैज गॉन अप वो रेट से उसको पैसा मिलेगा. इफ द प्राइस फॉल्स द ड्रॉअर विल गेट द बेनिफिट. ही हैज टू पे अ लेसर अमाउंट बिकॉज द पेमेंट हैज फॉलन डाउन. नाउ दीज टाइप्स ऑफ हुंडीज वर वेरी वेरी पॉपुलर अमॉन्ग दोज कमोडिटीज विच हैव अ वाइड फ्लक्चुएशन इन द मार्केट. प्राइस फ्लक्चुएशन एकदम भाव चढ़ेगा उतरेगा भाव चढ़ेगा उतरेगा. दिस इज मोस्टली देयर फॉर कंज्यूमर गुड्स फॉर कमोडिटीज स्पेशली तेल का भाव. इट वॉज 40 rupees अ लीटर इट बिकेम 50 rupees 80 rupees. एडिबल ऑयल आई एम सेइंग तेल यानी खाने का तेल. टुडे इट कैन बी इवन 200 rupees. वी डोंट नो आफ्टर 3 months इट मे बी इट मे कम डाउन टू 160 rupees और इट मे गो अप टू 240 rupees. तो जहां पे प्राइस फ्लक्चुएशन बहुत ज्यादा है वहां पे वी गो फॉर दर्शनी हुंडी बिकॉज द प्राइस फैक्टर द फ्लक्चुएशन फैक्टर इज टेकन केयर ऑफ इन दिस हुंडी. मियादी हुंडी. मियादी हुंडी इज अ हुंडी विच इज पेबल आफ्टर अ स्पेसिफाइड पीरियड ऑफ टाइम. मियादी क्या है? मियाद टाइम फैक्टर. सो मियादी हुंडी मीन्स समथिंग द पेमेंट विल बी आफ्टर अ स्पेसिफाइड टाइम. 3 months फ्रॉम टूडे. टूडे इज 26 September. 3 months फ्रॉम टूडे दैट इज 26 December. यू आर गोइंग टू गेट द पेमेंट. यू आर पुटिंग अ स्पेसिफिक डेट. दिस इज अ मियादी हुंडी. इट इज अ हुंडी विच इज पेबल आफ्टर अ स्पेसिफाइड पीरियड ऑफ टाइम. नाउ दिस मियादी हुंडी इज अ लाइक अ साइट बिल बट इन द साइट यू से आफ्टर साइट. हियर इट इज आफ्टर डेट. 3 months फ्रॉम दिस डेट. 2 months फ्रॉम दिस डेट. नाउ यहां पे द एडवांटेज टू द payee is that he can take it to a bank or he can take it to a sahukar and get it discounted. He will go to the bank and say, please purchase this bill and give me money today. Iska paisa mujhe ye tarikh ko milna hai. Usme date likha hua hai. Due date is mentioned. I am going to get payment on so and so date. But you take this bill and give me money today. So give me 80%, 90% or even 100% depending on the relationship. Aur wo jab paisa dega, suppose the bill is for 1 lakh rupees. So when he takes a bill and the payment is 3 months from today. So 1 lakh mein se wo paisa kam kar lega. Ye 3 mahine ke liye jo byaj hoga, wo 3 mahine ka byaj usi mein se kam karke, he will give me maybe say 87,000 or 84,000 or 96,000, whatever be the interest factor for the period from today till the due date. Wo kam karke, he will give me the amount. It is not a loan. He is not giving me loan against it. He is actually discounting the bill and giving me the amount. And the advantage to me as a trader is that I get the money today. I don't have to wait for 3 months. I get the money today, maybe a lesser amount. But I am able to do business and earn more than that 1 lakh by the due date comes. If I get say 84,000 today, so 84,000 I use in my business and earn money by which I get maybe even 1,10,000. So due date tak main rukti to mujhe sirf 1 lakh milega. But because I have got it discounted, I have got 84,000, but I have done the business in such a way because you know maybe it is a season and now I festive season aa gaya, so I can sell more goods, I can sell more number of clothes, ready-made garments or other festive requirements and then I sell and make a lot of profit and I am benefited. That fellow is benefited because he has taken the hundi for 1 lakh and he is giving me only 84,000, whereas I benefit, I have taken 84,000 but I am earning ultimately 1,10,000. So I have profited. So ye jo miyadi hundi hai, ये सभी ट्रेडिंग कम्युनिटी के लिए यूजफुल होता है. सो ऑल दीज टाइप्स ऑफ हुंडीज वर प्रिवेलेंट एंड दे आर प्रिवेलेंट इवन टुडे. सिंस वी आर नॉट डूइंग बिजनेस वी डू नॉट नो दीज टाइप्स ऑफ हुंडीज बट ये सब अपने इंडिया में इतने सालों से चलते आ रहे हैं एंड दीज हुंडीज हैव डिफरेंट कैरेक्टरिस्टिक्स एंड दे आर डिफरेंट टाइप्स ऑफ हुंडीज बेस्ड ऑन द नेचर ऑफ बिजनेस ट्रांजैक्शन एंड दे हैव हेल्प्ड बिजनेस टू फ्लरिश इन इंडिया एंड दे हैव बीन डूइंग इट इन सच अ वे दैट दे हैव लीगल सैंक्टिटी इवन इन द कोर्ट ऑफ लॉ दीज आर रिकग्नाइज्ड. Negotiable Instrument Act has not mentioned these because they are taken care of in the Bill of Exchange in some manner or the other. But hundis by themselves are Bill of Exchange and they have the characteristics of any Bill of Exchange and or maybe two or three Bills of Exchange combined into one in one single hundi. And they have helped business community and they have been able to benefit out of these hundis. Okay friends, this is the end of chapter 5 and hope you have understood Bill of Exchange in the proper perspective because Bill of Exchange is the backbone of Negotiable Instrument Act. If you have understood Bill of Exchange, you would have understood what is a promissory note, what is a check, because a check is again a type of Bill of Exchange. So this takes care of the entire gist of business transactions, financial transactions. Okay. Thank you very much.